This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show!
Spoiler alert! What Did You Watch This Week is a candid discussion about recent movies and TV shows, and it may contain spoilers if you haven't watched them yet. Listen at your own risk.
Episode 267 of What Did You Watch This Week? My name is Mike.
My name is John. I almost feel like you could have said, hello, welcome to episode 267. Hello, welcome to episode 268, because this one's going to be so short.
Yeah, this is not going to be long. I know we've said in the past, oh, this will be a long episode, and then it's like 90 minutes. Legitimately, this is not going to be long.
No, this is not. Like, we've almost run out of stuff. And
yeah,
I feel like this was just kind of a wall hitting week.
It really was, because we've had this happen in the past where, you know, May, early June hits, the end of the season is over, all our shows are over, and new shows start.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the problem is there hasn't been too many new shows that started that we like.
Yeah. And. I mean, next week we've got Loki. Well, this coming week here, we've got Loki.
Yes. It is Sunday, June 6th, we're recording. Typically, John is previously engaged tonight, but he's free. And
I play D&D.
John usually plays D&D on Sunday nights, but he is not tonight. Monday night, as we normally record, I'm working overtime at work on the evening shift because we're kind of short-staffed, always will be, but I'm helping out because it's an exceptional short-staffed day. And I'm actually working now until 7 p.m. on Tuesday. And then Wednesday, actually, while we're just talking about it, because we got nothing else to talk about this week, I have to go to Holton, stay the night. So Thursday I can do 7 interviews with the director and somebody else for operations manager position in Holton. And then I come home Thursday night. I'll get home late Thursday. And then Friday we're going to Medway to go camping for the weekend and come home Sunday. So I don't know what I'm going to get watched this week at all. That's why when you said, hey, do you want to record tonight? I was like, yes. 'Cause then I can watch something on Tuesday.
Except that you're also working Tuesday.
I get out at 7 p.m. though.
Oh, gotcha.
So I can come home and watch a couple of things. Then Wednesday.
Too bad Loki doesn't premiere till Wednesday.
Well, that's the thing. I'm going to bring my tablet with me to the hotel. And if they have Wi-Fi, I will watch Loki at the hotel on my tablet.
You may have to jump through a couple of hoops. When I went to Portland recently, like, I hooked up my PS4 and they have Wi-Fi, but you have to like log in by going to the browser page. So you may have to go
to
the
browser page. Yeah.
It's like, oh, here you are. The place I stayed at did not give me any instructions or anything. It was just I had to figure it out.
Yeah, but the worst case scenario, I'll just use data and watch it on my phone. That's why I have all the unlimited data. So
nice.
Yeah. But this week, like John said, not much to talk about.
Like, I think there are four shows that we watched together that we have to
talk
about. Four
TV shows. Yes.
And then you picked up a new show that I also watched an episode of, allegedly. And I have a couple of them that I'm
watching. When you say allegedly, did you not actually watch it, or did you just didn't get through it?
Oh, no, I watched it. You said you were picking it up, but I didn't know if you actually did watch it.
Oh, I watched the first episode of Panic.
Really?
Yes.
I'm surprised you made it all the way through. I'm surprised you actually suggested it, because you're like, I'm going to check out Panic on Amazon. And I'm thinking, I watched the trailer for that, and that is teen drama beyond teen drama.
But there was the element of the dares that were in there, and I was like, it kind of interested me a little bit.
Okay.
Then I watched the first episode and thought, this is fucking trash.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not watching any more of this show.
Yeah.
What did you think?
I watched the first episode and I'm like, I bet Mike didn't get through this whole episode. Like, I bet he didn't.
Oh, that was a Mike went to bed and then finished it the next day and went.
Oh, my God. You went back for more?
I was like, I'm going to give it. Here's the thing. I've been suffering from paralysis of choice recently and pretty significantly, actually. It is a real thing. Absolutely, it is. And I'm questioning, am I giving things the proper opportunity or am I just saying, fuck this shit after 10 minutes? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that just sounded cool. Proper opportunity.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. Going back to the video store days, which that dates us, but I don't care. People know we're 40s. You go back to the video store days. You took an hour maybe at the video store. You picked out your four VHS tapes that you were renting. You went home and you watched them no matter what because you spent a long time picking these out. You spent money on this shit and you're going to watch them.
It's called beyond the fact that cost fallacy.
It called what?
The sunk cost fallacy.
It's exactly.
The same reason people stay in bad relationships. Go on.
Yep. So you watch those movies, and sometimes those first 10 minutes suck, or maybe halfway through, and then by the end, you're like, you know what? That wasn't so bad. Okay, all right. I see how they brought this together. But you watched them. Nowadays, you go on Netflix, you go on Amazon, you go on Hulu, you go on any streaming service you want to talk about. If that movie doesn't catch your attention in 10 minutes, then fuck it. You're done. You move on to something else, and you may have missed a banger of a flick by doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's like that with a lot of media. I run into the same thing with video games constantly. You know, I have a backlog. Just my Steam backlog alone is probably 200 to 300 games. And that's the ones that I own. That's not even including the ones that people are like, oh, you should play these. But I'll do the same thing. I'll boot it up. I'll play like 10 minutes. And I'm like, if it doesn't like suck me right in, I'm gone. I'm on to the next big thing.
Yep. Yeah.
And part of that is because we have too much. You know, they like to make the jokes. My mom was saying the other day, you know, I remember only having 3 channels on our TV.
And if the president was on, you were fucked.
Yeah. That's all you saw.
Yeah.
And, you know, now you look at everything that we've got. We really do have too many options.
It is. It's too much options. I've talked about this with my wrestling friends where it's like, I remember back in the day, New Japan Pro Wrestling would have a show. You'd hear about it. You'd be like, oh, I can't wait to watch that. And then maybe 3 months later, you'd finally get your hands on a copy of a videotape. And maybe it was a second or even third generation copy. So it was deteriorated. But it took 2 to 3 months for you to actually get your hands on that videotape to watch it. Mm-hmm. Well, shit. Now you can watch All Japan, New Japan, DDT, Russell One, Noah. I mean, those are just Japanese promotions. You can watch. They have on-demand services. You can watch that shit live. You know, Mexican leagues have streaming, you know, legal and illegal streams, but they have streaming you can watch, you know, United Kingdom, Germany, and then United States. Fuck. Mm-hmm. You know, there is so much wrestling and I'm not complaining. And I realize I'm cursing a lot tonight. I have brown tail moths from wrist to shoulder, knees to ankles. It is horrible. Anyhow. There's so much to choose from now that urgency to want to watch this one match or the pleasure of having the opportunity to actually see a New Japan show is it's gone because you can just go on New Japan World and watch it live, which yes is awesome. But at the same time, the specialness of seeing that footage once in a great while is gone.
Yes. Yep. And honestly, I mean, good for the world to have this much stuff, but at the same time, it's too much, you know?
Yeah.
You even see it in memes, you know? Memes last, what, maybe a month at most, and then they're relegated to the dustbin.
Yep. Yes. You're right. You're right. Are you going to keep watching Panic?
No.
Okay.
No. I had even watched the trailer with Julia because she, you know, we always joke about that. Like, she likes a lot of the teen drama stuff. You know, she likes the One Tree Hill and things like that. And she looked at it was like, no, I'm upset with that. It's based on a book and I have no more interest in watching any more of it.
I don't. And while we're on Amazon, let's talk about Solos. I'm not going to watch any more Solos.
I am. I'm going to push through. But this one was painful. Like, I get that the premise is that we get one person kind of telling a tale about themselves, but this one was just rambling. She was just rambling about the fact that she's lived a life of regret because she never did anything.
Yeah. And then, like, now that she's gone on a one-way journey to the unknown limits of space that she's not coming back from, now she wants to go back to the Earth planet and the Earth, yeah, and try to live her life as long as it's not a bother. Yeah, it was a painful 25 minutes, John.
It was very painful. I did chuckle, though, and I had to write it down because at one point she was like, you know, oh, my mailman wouldn't believe this. Peg in space. And I was like, ah, pigs in space. But that was about it. Oh, and she did reference the Anthony Mackie story because she said, you know, that she went to a funeral and they had one of those, like, the Remember Me robots, you know. Yeah. Version 2, and how mom had it sleep in bed with her instead of deactivating it in the corner because she was afraid that the daughters would come in and see it deactivated in the corner, it would scar them. So she, you know, dad died and she, mom got one of these Remember Me robots and had to live with it. She's like, oh, but that company went out of business years ago. So we're supposed to believe that, you know, this is further in the future than his was.
Right.
So, I mean, we're seeing little bits here and there of it being tied to each other. But at the same time, yeah, this was horribly painful. So you're not going to watch anymore?
Here's my problem. The first episode was very good. I don't know how many there are. The first episode with Anne Hathaway was excellent. I thought it was really good.
And that's what all the critics said, honestly. They were like, yeah, oh, the Anne Hathaway episode was great. Everything else sucked.
Yeah, and Anthony Mackie episode, no good. This episode, no good. And it's like I'm getting M. Night Shyamalama ding-donged all over again, mm-hmm, where he started out strong and then put out a bunch of shit for many years and came back with a great flick, and then the follow-up sucked. So I don't know. I mean, maybe it's not like we have a lot to watch, but yeah, even then, it's like I'd rather just watch another rerun of Grimm.
Paint dry.
Well, I've been watching Grimm. I haven't watched it. I've only ever watched Grimm once. You know what I mean? So this is my first time ever rewatching Grimm. So it's good because there's a lot of episodes I'm forgetting. Mm-hmm. And I'm on the second season, so I'm still enjoying it. I'll start, you know, hate watching it here, you know, come end of season 3, I believe.
Hate watching. I love it.
Yeah, but it's just, it's almost like I'd rather watch something I know I'm going to enjoy than put my neck out there on something else that might be good. Even though it's only 25 minutes long, I don't even want to waste that 25 minutes.
That is a very real thing, and it's quite common in people with heightened anxiety.
Sure.
Go with the familiar rather than something new.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just how
you.
It's just kind of how I feel right now based on all the swing and a miss we've had for TV shows as of late.
Mm. Yes.
And then the discouragement of the one you're enjoying, Debris, being canceled.
Oh,
or Jupiter's Legacy being canceled. Yeah, because Jupiter's Legacy is something I'm enjoying. I thought this episode was a great episode. What was your thoughts?
It was the buzz was harshened for me because I know that it's canceled. Like, I went into it. And honestly,
I had watched it before the cancellation announcement, so I understand that. Yeah.
Yeah. And this is no fault of the episode, but I fell asleep trying to watch this twice. Once because I was really tired and I put it on at night and I fell asleep watching it. And the other one was I woke up too early in the morning. It was like 5 o'clock and my alarm goes off at 7. So I woke up at 5 and I'm like, oh, and I was like, I'll put something on. And I put that on. Started it from the beginning and fell asleep again because I was falling back to sleep. Like, so it's not the fault of the show. But I did like it and I'm even more frustrated now. Granted.
Yeah.
We could go read the graphic novels.
Yes, we could. Cause this is actually like, I think book 2 of the collection. There's like 3 major collections and this is book 2 technically. So they even skipped the first collection and they're not done making TV shows in this universe. As the news came out this week, as well as they're canceling Jupiter's Legacy, they're doing a live action like supervillain show from this like same universe
or something. Yeah.
Yeah. So I just
that makes sense given the little twist that we got at the end of this episode. You know, the Utopian is sitting there talking to what we think is a therapist, but it's actually a supervillain, criminal genius who's been locked up because he's tried to kill the Utopian many times. He's, you know, the Riddler, if you will, or
his Joker, or more like Riddler, I guess, because he's not crazy, he's just intelligent.
Right. So if this guy's going to be involved in it, then yeah, I could see that being a thing.
So the last episode we left off, Chloe had overdosed and we didn't know if she was going to live or die. Hutch had shown up. But apparently he takes her to the hospital and then I guess they just start banging and now they're a couple.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You feel like we missed something in there?
Well, as it turns out. Okay. So in the past, Sheldon gets Walter, George, Grace, and Fitz to go with him to this island. And George was the rich guy that had like the 97 different version of eggs. And it's like number 56 today is what suits me. And then I guess they throw the rest away. I don't know.
Completely reminded me of Ozymandias from Watchmen.
Yes. But anyhow, so he's convinced them to go with him to these coordinates in the waters and out in the ocean. Because the visions he's having, and his fiance is not one of the people in his vision, so she gives him the ring back and takes off. So George is with them in the beginning. As we find out in this episode, Sheldon thinks that the Black Star clone, the only person that could have created him is George, because I guess he's a genius with making stuff. And so Sheldon goes to talk to Hutch. And apparently Hutch's device that he made, that he has, that like magically transports him, or he can transport it. I guess that apparently was made by George, because that's Hutch's father.
Uh-huh.
So that's how Chloe knows Hutch.
Did you how that device was so badass until the Utopian got around and he was like, he held it from going home with air.
Yes, that was badass. So George apparently went rogue and turned against Utopian or whatever happened. And he's just basically disappeared now for years. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. And so I'm sorry. It's just I don't have air conditioning in the room I'm in. And I just I'm wearing shorts. And I just kind of moved my leg forward, my foot forward. And so the back of my knee opened up and it's just coated in sweat.
Yo,
I felt oh, hey. I got a couple windows open down here. We got the air conditioner on in the bedroom for sleeping. But it's 81 outside and I think it's 83 in here.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Anyhow. So. Yeah. I thought it was a good episode when he tells Hutch to tell this thing to go to George. He says, take me to my dad or whatever. And he ends up at some strip club.
Yeah. And he says that's the joke, is that every time he tells it to take him to his father, he ends up at some random strip club.
Yeah. Utopian is struggling with his moral values or compass or the rules he made about not killing anybody ever. There's always another way. And the madman, if you will, the therapist basically says, well, that's just you making sure, instilling yourself on your friends, family, and children to make sure that when you're gone, you're still around because they're supporting your values. Unlike, you know, your father, when he left, you didn't have any of his values to support and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I thought that was actually interesting and probably exceptionally valid and real. Mm-hmm. Like if this world was real or whatever, but I could see, you know, a parent making some sort of rules or whatever to instill on their children. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but no, I really enjoy the show. We have 3 episodes left and then apparently that's it. And from what I hear, it ends on a cliffhanger.
It ends on a cliffhanger, but apparently and I've saved this post, but apparently one of the characters tweeted out immediately and said, wow, it sucks that we got canceled, so I guess I'm going to break my silence on the cliffhanger. Here's blah, blah, blah. And yeah, so we've got that. How many more episodes do we have?
Three. So we got the Bad Batch to talk about.
Yes, we've got the Bad Batch to talk about. We did Solos
and Legends.
Yep.
So the Bad Batch is a show that's on TV still, and it's going to be on TV weekly until it's no longer on TV for this season.
God. So basically, they're working for this Trandoshan woman now.
Apparently, I don't know. You know what? I don't even care anymore. I know last week I said I was going to stick with it. I don't think I am.
It's really frustrating because every week, I hate my father. We all know this, but
sure.
He introduced me to a concept back when I was a kid, which was the dumb dog, you know, yeah. And at that time it was Richie Rich. You know, he's like, oh, you got Dollar, the dumb dog, or you got Scooby-Doo, the dumb dog. You know, he said all these kids' cartoons have some dumb character that's always getting into trouble and always dragging everybody else along, and they have to overcompensate for them. The Bad Batch would be a very impressive story of these clone troopers trying to survive using their wits, using their skills, if we didn't have to spend every episode focusing exclusively on Omega, whether they're going to train her, whether she's going to get into trouble. Oh, look, it's her again. It's the Omega show. It has nothing to do with them now. It's just about her.
You're right. You're absolutely right. That is exactly what the show has become. And maybe that's why I don't find it enjoyable.
Yeah. She is the dumb dog. And she's really frustrating to me because she's not a bad character. I'm watching this show for the Bad Batch. I feel like they're trying to do what they did with The Mandalorian, where they introduced Grogu and everyone was like, oh my God, it's amazing. We love Grogu. There was a difference. You know, Grogu was a silent kid and, you know, occasionally did something funny, but it was still focused on The Mandalorian. Just like this should be focused on the Bad Batch and she should be like a side character.
Yes, yeah. That's exactly. I thought it was going to be about the actual Bad Batch and not. Yep. You're right. This is exactly what the show is. And again, with Grogu, it's completely different.
Yep.
Anyhow.
Yeah. So, yeah, that did not impress me either. The last one that we have to talk about, well, I don't say have to, like, it's begrudgingly, but basically, we forgot last week. You forgot to mention it. I forgot to watch it, but there was an episode of Legends of Tomorrow.
Yeah. Yes, there was.
The Bay of Squids.
Yes, and holy, you watched it.
Holy shit, did they double down on the goofiness on this episode?
Oh, they most certainly did with... basically, the Bay of Pigs, Fidel Castro. Yeah, they really doubled down the goofiness on this.
Bayrod dressing up in Cuban military fatigues and a beret and getting mistaken for Che Guevara. And then eating pot gummies that Gideon synthesized for him with Fidel Castro. And, you know, singing him Cat Stevens' Peace Train to try to convince him that, you know, there should be peace in the world instead of trying to go to war. The friggin' football game at the end was ridiculous.
Yeah, that was kind of crazy. That was
God. I mean, this episode was ridiculous, but it's Legends, so it's expected to be ridiculous.
Yes. Yes, it most certainly is.
What'd you think?
Well, I mean, I liked it. You know, I mean, realistically, this, don't forget, this is also the episode where we get. Rory in the alien. Because they find one of the aliens And basically the alien says, I can take you to Sarah. Not really Sarah, but I can take you to where I was going. And when she puts on her, what was it, a ring? She becomes badass biker chick, if you know what I mean. She becomes some badass biker looking chick who drinks alcohol and would be completely in Rory's wheelhouse as a companion, if you will.
You know who it's going to end up being.
Who?
Gary's ex-fiance / boss.
Oh, no, that is Kayla. That is okay. Kayla. That is, yes, that's absolutely who it is. That's why Rory went and found her, because that's if they go to where she was taking Sarah, then maybe they'll find Sarah. So Rory and her leave on the Wave Rider, and Sarah and the rest of the legends, they head off to Constantine's house, apparently, where they're going to live for a little while.
Mm-hmm. Which is so, next week's episode, and it looks kind of
good. Tonight's episode, yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. Fair point, yeah.
Yeah.
This
was definitely crazy off the charts crazy.
Yeah, Nate was all excited because he got to meet JFK, and the football game was a nuclear football that they could launch nukes at the Soviets, because, you know, there was a warhead that the Cubans got their hands on and they were going to launch it at DC, except that, you know, Mick stole the plutonium from it. So they had an actual football skirmish in the Oval Office between the general, you know, because there's always a general that wants to, you know, just nuke everything, and the president
there certainly is.
We also got to see Nick kind of struggling with Zari, you know, seeing her look like his Zari and knowing he can't get her back. He seemed to be resolved at the end of it, but I don't buy it. He's like, no, I'm over it. But I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think he's over it either. Not by a long shot. Long shot. Long shot.
Long schlong. Long dong silver.
Yep, that's it. All right.
Any other shows that you watched?
I mean, all right, so we tried to watch America's Got Talent because it came back last week. It just wasn't very good.
No.
No, we couldn't keep our attention. It was just kind of okay. There was this one kid that sang awesome, but otherwise, Kay was just like, you know what? I got stuff I got to do. I'm going to run to the grocery store. I was like, all right. And I shut it off. I mean, it really wasn't we're all caught up on Deadliest Catch. That's something we've been watching on Discovery Plus. I don't know. It's a good show. Something we like to watch together. Kate watched the Friends reunion a couple times already, and now she's rewatching Friends again. She enjoyed the Friends reunion. I know there's a lot of scuttlebutt over Matthew Perry and possibly, oh, did he have a stroke? What's wrong with him? Et cetera, et cetera. Apparently he had emergency dental surgery that morning.
Shooting. That is ironic as fuck, because, you know, he played a neurotic dentist in the whole 9 yards and the whole 10 yards.
Yeah. So
love it.
But anyhow, yeah, so it is what it is with that. I mean, there are some people that just hate the Friends. I read this one report on it, this guy who clearly hates Friends, and he just shat all over it. And then, you know, my wife enjoyed it, obviously. She's back. Like I said, she's back to rewatching the series. Otherwise, I've been watching Grimm and a lot of wrestling. I did watch two movies. What have you watched for shows otherwise?
I watched a couple more episodes of Hacks. It's a show that I can put on the background while I'm grinding out dungeons in Final Fantasy. It's definitely nothing that I'm going to recommend to anybody, but it's a background show. And I did finish season one of MODOK. I plowed through that and I enjoyed it. It is ridiculous. There was a lot of stupid humor in it, but it did tell a story in the end. Mm-hmm. And, you know, things like he sold AIM to Tony Stark because he got some other people on board with him. And then the version of him, the younger version of himself that got the time crystal stuck in his head, was trying to undermine him and basically killed his family. He was like, if I kill your family, the grief is going to drive you to defeat the Avengers and take over the world. And you need me to do that. I've been through time. I've seen every possible outcome. So he did that. And now you've got old man MODOK in the future who has taken over. He's the emperor of the planet. And now he wants to find a way to go back and save his family as well as become the overlord. So it's interesting.
Huh. All right.
That's it, though.
Okay, well, moving on to movies, I guess. I watched two. Did you watch any movies?
I watched one.
Okay.
It was a rerun, so.
Okay. Well, both movies I watched were new to me. One brand new and one new to me. So I'll talk about the first one, I guess. It's called Flipped. It's on Netflix right now. It just dropped on Netflix. I'd never heard of it. I watched the trailer, and I actually enjoyed the trailer. It wasn't what I thought it was going to be based on the trailer, cause I didn't watch the whole thing. It looked like it was going to be a movie. Essentially, the movie takes place in 1957 where this kid moves across the street from this girl who apparently falls in love with him. They're in second grade. And I thought the movie based on the trailer was going to be the progression of their love story over time through into adulthood. Mm-hmm. But I didn't watch the whole trailer. I kind of shut it off when they were in middle school. And I was like, all right, I'm just going to watch this movie because it's a Rob Reiner movie.
Oh, well.
And I like Rob Reiner.
Yeah.
And then apparently this came out in 2010. And I have no memory of it whatsoever.
Sound familiar.
Yeah, I messaged my buddy Brandon about it as well. And he's like, I love Rob Reiner. How have I never heard of this movie? I'm like, yeah, I don't know. But apparently it just goes through to like they're in seventh or eighth grade and it just kind of stops there. But I watched it. It's like an hour and a half. It's a great flick. It's a Rob Reiner flick. It's kind of a cool story. It's told from two perspectives. It's told from this perspective of both the boy and the girl throughout time. So you'll see his side of things. You'll see Bryce's side of things. And then you'll see Julie's side of things of the same event that we just saw. And of course it comes to a crescendo at the end. And, yeah, I liked it.
Okay.
Yeah, if you like the Rob Reiner, you should definitely give it a go.
Okay, I do like Rob Reiner quite a bit. So
my tip off when I was watching it because Anthony Edwards is in it, but Anthony Edwards has looked like, you know, a 60 year old man for like the last 20 years, you know, so. That didn't tip me off. What tipped me off was John Mahoney was in it. You know, Frasier's dad. Yeah. And I'm like, I know he's dead. Like, this is right. Not a new movie. And I looked it up, and yeah, he died in 2018, and this movie was made in 2010. So. Damn. Yeah. And apparently, that was the last movie that he filmed. Hmm. Yeah, he did some TV shows after that, but that was his last feature film.
So there's even more cred behind it.
Yeah, apparently. But yeah, I don't know. I liked it a lot.
Cool.
What's the flick you watched?
I like a good love story.
Yeah.
In Infinity War.
Oh, okay. That's a fucking amazing movie.
Yeah. I don't need to say anything about it.
Did you watch Endgame as well?
No. Just Infinity War so far.
Had Julie never seen it?
Oh, she hasn't seen most of the Marvel stuff, so this was separate from her. This is just me at my place, like, flicking stuff on. But, yes, as I was watching it, I was sending her messages and saying, I want to watch all of the Marvel movies in chronological order with you, of course, spread out over several days. She's like, I want that, too. I'm like, great. As soon as we get our place, we're on it. Because, I mean, those are such beefy movies, you know, they're all like two and a half hours, so you can't just like, oh, we're gonna go sit in the car and watch it for a little bit, you know. It's the kind of thing where you really want to have like movie nights. And
yes, absolutely.
So
we watched, my wife wanted to see a flick, so we went to the drive-in, me and my wife and Wesley and my daughter, and we saw Cruella at the drive-in. I didn't have a whole lot of faith I just wanted to go to the drive-in, and my wife wanted to go.
Despite the fact that it is Disney, I mean.
Well, it's just the Disney live actions have, like, the Aladdin was decent. The live action, quote, fingers, Lion King was garbage. But I just, my wife wanted to see it, and that was enough. I was just, for me, it's like, I didn't care about going to the drive-in or to going to the theater to see it. It's going to be on Disney Plus in a couple months. Mm-hmm. I'll watch it then if we're going to watch it, but whatever. So I got to be honest, it was outstanding.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really enjoyed it. They do a phenomenal job telling a good story. And I know, oh, it's Disney. They can tell a great story. No, Disney puts out shit. We all know that. The soundtrack is amazing. They use such great music in it. Like, sincerely, some really, really great music. I mean, it takes place in London during the 1970s. So there's a lot of, you know, that punk style music in it. Yep. Yeah, it's. It's a good flick. I actually really enjoyed it thoroughly. I was surprised how much I enjoyed it. It's really cute how they kind of – you meet characters from the movie, the original 101 Dalmatians animated film in this movie, you know. And there's a little PS – not PS. There's a mid-credit scene that kind of almost looks like they're either going to set up a live-action 101 Dalmatians separate from – you know, or not from the one they already did in 96 with Glenn Close. That was not good at all. No, this was actually very good. Very good. So.
Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's so good. I'm glad to hear that it was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Julie and I were away. Like we went to the botanical gardens because they've got a event going on there right now, Guardians of the Seeds, where somebody came and built these giant wooden trolls statues, and I mean giant as in like probably 30 feet tall, and yeah, they built them in different parts of the park and around trees and stuff like that. So we just walked around there, and so that was down in Booth Bay, and it would have been quite a haul to get back up to Skowhegan to watch Quiet Place 2, but I'm just gonna like I'll check during the week. Like I looked right now and none of them have updated, so I'll check during the week, and if I can see A Quiet Place 2 at another drive-in nearby, then I might do that. And I say nearby as in, like, you know, they're all an hour away from me, but...
Well, I know Sacco's playing it soon. I know Bridgeton's playing it. I'm pretty sure Skowhegan is.
Skowhegan's playing it right now. I don't know if they're gonna continue playing it for next week.
But... Well, I did see that... It was coming up, yes.
Yep.
So. Yep, yep. News and movies? News and trailers, I mean?
Yeah, we had some trailers this week, huh?
Yeah, we had a few.
Let's see. The first one was Reminiscence, and it's a Hugh Jackman film. So, you know, of course, it looks good. I feel like this was a very long teaser rather than a full trailer. It was one of those, like, afterwards you go, wow, that looked really pretty and it's got Hugh Jackman and, that's cool. Now I know what it's about.
Exactly. They did not really tell us what it was about at all. But it's a big budget flick with Hugh Jackman in it.
Yep.
That's what it comes down to.
Pretty much.
Demonic. This trailer, yeah,
terrible.
It looks god awful. I'm like, it's a rib. Does he really want to watch this? No, said I watched a terrible trailer. Now you watch a terrible trailer.
Pretty much, yeah. If I see something that's, you know, really good or really bad, I send it to you. If it's like mediocre, I just kind of brush it aside.
Sure. That's fair. Yeah, that's fair. At the drive-in, it was funny. We got trailers to, The Conjuring 3. We got trailers to Black Widow. Mm-hmm. And Fast and the Furious 9. And my son goes, is that John Cena? I go, it's John Cena. Is John Cena's an actor? Well, apparently they're paying him to be one. You know. So, Rehab Cabin looks fantastic.
Yeah. Basically, some celebrity who's all drunk and high, and, you know, her life is fucked up, and these two nerdy kids are like, oh, if we could just, you know, show her the error of her ways, she'd probably be better, and she'd thank us for it.
Yep. So, yeah,
they're driving a limo, and she jumps in the back, and they're like, oh, let's take her out to the rehab cabin. Looks like fun. The White Lotus.
Yeah.
Very odd. Looks like an anthology kind of thing, but
it does, doesn't it? And I keep seeing that. I know it's not, but like when I'm watching it, that the lead guy, you know who I'm talking about. I'm like, is this like the second coming of John Cleese?
Right. Does he has the same smile and everything.
Yes. That's what he reminds me of thoroughly is like, oh, that's going to be John Cleese right there.
I picture him like, you know, Rat Race, you know, I'm eccentric.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah, I keep seeing that that's going to be that's John Cleese. And I just keep thinking, is this like an updated spoof version of Fawlty Towers somehow?
Ooh. Hmm.
I love that show. That's a show I've been wanting to rewatch for a while.
Then I sent you one for America, the motion picture. I've been waiting for this trailer. This is another one of those kind of like Legends of Tomorrow where they went as fucking ridiculous as they could.
Yeah.
There's no real way to like do this trailer justice. It's an animated show starring a bunch of big names as voices. And it's the story of America, but the most fucked up version. Like there's a Sam Adams, there's George Washington. You got to go check out this trailer. It's coming to Netflix. This is going to be fucking insane, and I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to watching this one. It does look pretty kooky, pretty crazy. Should be fun.
Yeah, seems like equal parts South Park, Archer, a dash of Family Guy thrown in there. It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy. It looks fun.
And then the last two are just a couple of documentaries that we got coming out.
The China documentary?
Yep.
That's interesting because it's like a Viceland. It's a Viceland documentary, if you will. And it's almost like it's going to be one of their weekly episodes. Like they're doing Dark Side of the Ring. Okay. Which that's another show I meant to say. I've been watching weekly. I absolutely love it. Absolutely love Dark Side of the Ring. You don't have to be a wrestling fan to enjoy these stories of people involved in the wrestling business. So it's funny to me that Vice is doing this documentary on China as part of another TV show, basically. But yet they have this whole wrestling related Dark Side of the Ring show that like China is tailor-made for her character, you know?
Right. Yeah, that is interesting.
Yeah. I sent you the trailer for Hail to the Deadites, which is finally getting a release. I am so pumped about this. Yes, it's another Evil Dead documentary. There's been many on it, but this show is this movie is amazing. It's going to Shout Factory's releasing it via digital and download in July. I'm hoping we get a documentary, a DVD release on it or a home video release, if you will. This year, 2021, is the 40th anniversary of the original Evil Dead when they completed filming it.
Nice.
Yeah. The Funko is doing the Evil Dead 40th anniversary. Funko's doing an Evil Dead Ash based on the first movie. They've never done one based on the first movie. They did. They've done a couple Army of Darkness Ash. They've done Ash versus Evil Dead Ash, but they haven't done an Evil Dead Ash. So that's coming out in October. I already pre-ordered that. So
nice. Now, which version did you pre-order? Did you pre-order the basic or the blood splatter one?
So that's the thing. You can't pre-order one or the other. It's random. You know where I went and pre-ordered. It's random, which is interesting. It wouldn't let you pick one or the other.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. And I honestly don't know which one I would want. I know the blood splatter is the chase, more limited one. Mm-hmm. But see, this is where I'm going to get fussy. the blood splatter, but his shirt's not torn. His pants aren't torn. He doesn't have his, you know what I mean? Like it's
right. So it's not like the battle hardened Ash. It's just,
yes, blood on him. It's the same version of the Ash. Now this one's got blood on it.
Yeah.
So yeah. I did send you another trailer. You don't want to talk about
what trailer is that, Mike?
So I'm sitting here on my computer and I'm talking about a trailer I sent John, and I go, I sent you another trailer, John, don't you want to talk about The Ice Road starring Liam Neeson? And in the interim, I got a pop up on my screen from McAfee going, are you sure you don't want to, you know, pay to have us again? And I clicked X out as I said, don't you want to talk about it? And my web browser closed. And I didn't realize that happened because I and so to me it's hilarious because I had dead silence, like he really doesn't want to talk about it. I thought you were doing a bit. But in reality, it was we honestly got disconnected. So yes, the Ice Road, that trailer I sent you, Lawrence Fishburne, Liam Neeson. Why is Liam Neeson just being in shitty movies?
I don't get it. Like, has he given up? Is he like, I can only do shitty movies now?
I don't know. This movie is about it's in Canada, I believe. There's a collapse at a diamond mine or some sort of mine up there in Canada, and they need to get this equipment up to them so they can rescue the miners. And the only way to get there is via the ice roads, which are normally closed this time of year because they're fragile and you could break through. If anyone's ever seen the movie, the TV show Ice Road Truckers, you may understand what the ice roads are. But of course they're gonna do this trip across the ice roads, and someone's sabotaging them and doesn't want them to complete the trip. So it just looks really terrible.
Yep.
But it's a Netflix movie. So yeah. And the only other news I sent you was someone discovered and is releasing an extended cut of the Super Mario Brothers movie with 15 extra minutes of footage.
I can't believe that this is happening. Like, what is the purpose behind this?
Yeah, I don't understand this. I don't understand it either. But that's a thing, and you can watch it apparently. I believe my comment to you was nobody asked for this.
Yeah. And it's true.
Yeah. Nobody asked for this. You got any news?
Part of it. I only had a couple things. Jupiter's Legacy was canceled, but canceled ish. Donnie Yen is going to be joining John Wick 4. He's going to be an old friend of Keanu Reeves' character, John Wick. And,
I'm cool with that. Donnie Yen's a badass.
Donnie Yen is a fucking badass.
He most certainly is.
And the only other thing that's just kind of interesting, I don't know if anything will come from it, but basically Dave Bautista said that after Guardians 3, he's done with Drax. He's not going to play Drax anymore. And
which is too bad.
It is, but apparently the creator of Drax, the comic book character, believes, you know, well, we could replace him, get a different actor in there, and it's happened before, you know, you've seen it. So right now the guy who has been playing the Iron Sheik on Young Rock is hot and heavy for it. He wants the next Drax. Yep.
Well, that guy is, I mean, he looks like Rock, so yeah. But yeah, okay. I mean, I'm not going to say I can't ever see anyone else playing Drax besides Bautista, because realistically he's in his 50s, and also, which he's in fucking amazing shape for 50s, by the way. Yeah. And also realistically, you know, as time goes on with these Marvel movies, people are going to have to play different characters. I mean, people have gotten over the fact that, you know, Rhodes, you know, is Don Cheadle, and he was not Terry Hughes. See, you even forgot it was somebody else the first time we saw him.
Yeah, what was it? It's a T. Damn it. Howard?
Terrence Howard.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, he played Rhodey first, and then went, no, I'm done with this. What an idiot.
Yeah. So,
yeah, that's pretty much all the news that I got. So I think that's it.
Well, that's kind of everything for me as well then.
So,
all right. Well, I guess that's the show.
Yeah, I think that's it.
All right. Well, I'm Superstar Mel on the Twitter.
And I am the Quantum Geek. If you can find me there, G33K. Later.
And that's the show.
That is the show.